Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Sheleba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba 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 ba. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba 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 ba. Shele ba. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba 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 ba. Shele ba. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba. Yes, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bible make us know that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Tonight, whoever you are, wherever you are, I want you to know that we have sinned and we have fallen short of the glory of God. I don't know what you have gone through this week. I don't know what sin you have committed, but you know and I know that we know what sin is. So if you can hear what sin is, I want you tonight to pray and ask God for forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba. In the name of Jesus. Shele ba 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 ba. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. Shele ba 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 ba. Shele ba. Shele ba 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 ba. Shele ba. Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Sheleva. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shere ba 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 ba. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Shere ba 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 ba. Shere ba, shere ba, shere ba. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for forgiving us our sins. In the name of Jesus. Sheleba, Sheleba. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Shere ba 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 ba. Shere ba, shere ba, shere ba. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Shere ba, shere ba, shere ba, shere ba. Holy Ghost, shere ba 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 ba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for giving us our sins. Thank you for forgiving us our sins. Oh, Lord, we have called on you to forgive us. And your word says that when we come to you asking for forgiveness, oh, you are merciful to forgive us. Tonight, thank you that you've opened your door for forgiveness and forgiving us our sins. In the name of Jesus. Sheleba, sheleba, sheleba. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Sheleba, 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 sheleba. Sheleba ba 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 ba. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Sheleba, 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 sheleba. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Shere ba 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 ba. Shere ba, shere ba, shere ba, shere ba, shere ba. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Shere ba, shere ba, shere ba, shere ba, shere ba. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Sheleba, sheleba, sheleba. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Sheleba ba 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 ba. Sheleba, sheleba, sheleba. Begin to lift up your hands tonight and just give the Lord a wave. Give the Lord a wave as we enter the mode of worship. Give the Lord a wave. Give the Lord a wave in the name of Jesus. Sheleba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we are so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. We are grateful, Lord. We worship you. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Sheleba. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Keep waving as we enter the mode of worship. Keep waving in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this time in your presence. We are in the presence of the living God. And I would like you to lift your holy hands before your Maker as we worship Him, as we come before Him with our praise. Yes, Lord. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you to begin to worship the name of the living God. Worship his holy name. Oh, whether you are feeling good or not, it's not the issue here. But it's the fact that he is God. No matter what you feel, no matter the situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Makatala masheke telebaya ndala mama mama mama. Yekele basa sakataya bandele bashaka sataya ndala mama mama. Mekele bakaseta labaya bondeli andele bele bele bele. Oh, makasata kaya baya ndala mama mama. Yekele basa tala bala baba baba baba. Yekele basa tali andolo mashasata kaya baba baba baba. Ye me andala mama, se katala baba. Ye keleba, zantele kashe sasata kaya baba baba baba. Makoloba, seri andala mama mama. He is God. He is God, and there is none like unto him. He is God, and there is none that we can compare to him. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. Makalaba, se keteleba, sari andala baba baba baba. Eyebre andala baso kataya bandele belebe. Eye kalabase kataya bandala mama mama. Makolo basha sasata kaya bayandala baba baba. Yekele basha sasata ya bayandala mama mama. Yekele bayandele baba baba. Seketele belebele belebe. Makalaba sasate yandala mama mama. Makolo ba zebre ataka yandala mama mama. Yekele basha sasata kaya ndele belebe. Makala mama, mandole bele basa katayaba. Yebe andala mama mama mama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. No one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no sing with me, church. He deserves the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, as we bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. No one else like you. Oh yes, he deserves the glory. This evening he deserves the glory. And I want you to open your mouth and tell him he deserves the glory. That is why we are here tonight. To tell him he is great. To tell him there is no one like him. Makeleba seketeleba shasate andala mamama. Makolobe andelebe. You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the glory tonight. Oh, and we lift up our hands and we say, there is none who is like unto thee. Makalaba shesekelebe. As we bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one. There is no one else like you. Yes, tell him there's no one else. There's no one else like Jesus. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Jesus. There is no Makayandala mashese sataya mama, mokoroba shasa satakaya mama mama mama, yekele bayandala mama 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 mama, yebe yandele basa satakaya bala 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 bala, yekele basa tolo bashi yekele bala bala bala. Satalabake and the Lebaso Satala Baba Ye and the Lebase Catalamay and the Lebelebelebe Macalaba Satakalabashe Catala Mama Mama Me and Alabake Associate Kelebelebe Lion de Lebe Zasatala Mama Father, there is none, there is none Jesus, there is none Jesus, there is none Jesus, there is none of God. Me and the Bacalaba Setelebelebe Makala Mama 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 Yekala Mama 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 Setelebelebe Makala Baba Baba Yekeleba Sosa Satakaya Mandala Mama Mama Roka Shesa Satakaya Baba Baba. Thank you, Jesus.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry.
Come on, sing it to him tonight. Lift up your hands.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Much less love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry.
Let's sing it again. Who is Lord?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Thank you, Jesus.
Much less love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world can satisfy. You are the cup that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence. Thank you. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me.
Let's sing the verse 2. Treasure of my heart and of my soul. In my weakness, you are merciful. Come on, sing it to him and sing it with meaning. Redeemer of my past and present wrongs. You're the holder of my future days to come. Come on, let's sing it again.
Treasure of my heart and of my soul. In my weakness, you are merciful. Redeemer of my past and present wrongs. You are the holder of my future days to come. Oh, your breath is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven.
In this house,
yes.
To shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God is fighting for us.
Yes.
God is fighting for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are King.
overcome. Yes, he has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are He. Carrying our burdens, covering our shame. He has overcome. Yes, he has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are He.
Seated in the house of the Lord. Yes. I want us with Jesus' joy in our heart, invite the Mincheric group of the service. Let's clap and invite the Gazelles.
TrendyBeats.com. more music on trendybeats.com.
Amen. Oh, I can't feel your excitement. Amen. Offering time. Kindly pick your offering. I don't know where your offering is tonight. Bring your offering out and let's bless the name of the Lord. If you are giving by Momo, the numbers are on the screen. If you are giving by cash too, please pick your cash wherever it is and let's give thanks to God. Lift up your hand with your offerings and let's pray. If you are using your phone, let it be above your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. As we sow the seed, may it go along with to be a blessing. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to us. As we service, we find ourselves in a beautiful service tonight. May we be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Please kindly bring your offering to the front. Harmony, get ready. And come with a smile. We are in church, so come with a smile. There is excitement already. Amen. I want us to take a clap of an invite. Harmony.
Hallelujah. Come on, you can do it better for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you glad to be in church tonight? Hallelujah. The Bible says that in the presence of the Lord, there's liberty.
Amen.
And there's fullness of joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you've come here tonight, I want you to know that God is here tonight.
Amen.
And every burden that you've come with, every problem you came with tonight, you will not go back home with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The God that is here will meet you at the point of your need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If only you believe tonight.
Broken heart.
presence, there is perfect peace. In your stillness, I will hold you dainty. God of wonders, God of power is here.
So God is here.
God is here.
Do you believe it tonight?
Yeah. God is here. Let a broken hearted rejoice.
Congratulate you for making it. I want to welcome you tonight to his presence service. The Bible says that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in their midst. So tonight, we can be confident that God is here in our midst. And that's the song that they sang, God is here. God is truly here. But tonight, before the word of God comes to us, I want to invite an anointed minstrel to minister to us. Please join me. Put your hands together and let's welcome Mary.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to love you, Lord. I want to wait on you. I want to feel your power. I want to feel your presence. Oh, oh, oh. Even though I cannot see you, sometimes I feel your power. I feel angels all around me. I am praying on my own. I speak to you, Lord, speak in many ways, repeating over and over. Oh God, help me wait on you. Ooh. What is the best way to pray? What shall I say now? I need to know how to pray. For the Lord, praying for the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. Oh, oh, oh. Spirit of love, the spirit of faith, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of humility. Sometimes I cannot remember what I'm praying for. My mind goes blank. Oh God, help me pray the right way. Oh God, help me wait on you. What is the best way to pray? Oh, what shall I say now? Oh, I need to know how to pray. Oh,
I like your hand clap just a little bit.
Oh, yes.
I like your hand clap just a little bit. You can add on to it. We're having a beautiful service, innit?
Oh, yes.
Listen, tonight is the beginning of something new in your life. You know, one of the things that you will come to discover is that many physical events are tied to occurrences in the spirit. Hallelujah. And many things that happen in the physical are a sign of things that are also happening in the realms of the spirit. And I believe that tonight, this new thing that we have started in the His Presence service is a sign of something new that is happening in your life. Amen. In the realms of the spirit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, tonight is time for the word of God. And I want to encourage those of you, before I invite them, I want to say that those of you who have come early on time, let me see tonight, you need to continue doing that. Because every Saturday, the service will start right on time. That I can promise you. It's a season of new things. How many of you know that? And I believe in God that you too, your miracle will appear right on time this year. Right on time this year. Right on time this year. But tonight, God has sent us a word.
Oh, yes.
Tonight, God has sent us a word.
Oh, yes.
I said, tonight, God has sent us a word. And without much ado, I want us to rise to our feet,
yes,
as a sign,
yes,
of honor.
Yes.
Clap our hands as, yay, a sign of appreciation. Give the Lord a shout as a sign of excitement. Ooh. And join me in, let's welcome, yes, to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise tonight. Make some noise.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
What a beautiful privilege to be in your presence.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Thank you for your touch.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your blessing.
Mm.
Thank you for your power.
Thank you.
Thank you for the transformation that
comes
into our lives.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, our lives are changed.
Amen.
Our lives are transformed.
Oh, Jesus.
We know we will never be the same again. Thank you.
Yes.
And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
Oh.
It's a blessing for us to gather tonight. And I believe that God is blessing you, and I believe that God will have something very important to say to you tonight. I want us to turn our Bibles to Psalm 27. And verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thee. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I began to share with you last week on the subject, waiting on the Lord. And I believe that it's a very important message The Lord wants us to hear. And a very important habit every Christian must develop. A Christian who doesn't wait on God will not be strengthened by God. And it is very important because Psalm 18 and verse 17 says, He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me. For they were too strong for me. It is very important for you to know. First of all, you should know that the best thing that ever happened to you was to come close to God. That's the best thing that ever happened to you. When somebody invites you to church, don't think the person wants to disturb your life. The person is giving you the best life. There is nothing this life can give you outside what God has for you. If you will do well in life, it will be because God made a way for you. The Bible says that except the Lord builds. I want you in this, I don't know whether I'm ending today or tomorrow, but in this short series, mini series, I'm trying to let God be important to you. I'm trying to let you see God as your everything. If you will care to listen to the message I'm preaching in the Shine service, the title is Give Thyself Wholly. Give yourself completely to God. God is very important. And He is worth paying every price to have. Because when you don't have Him, everything is useless. When you don't have God, money is useless in your hand. When you don't have God, your beauty is useless. If you don't have God, anything that is great in your life is eventually going to destroy your life. The only power that keeps you is the power of God. That is why tonight, I want you to listen very carefully. Because God wants you to wait on Him. Give me that scripture again. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Your enemy is strong. Your enemy is strong. The person who wants to destroy you is strong. The habit that wants to end your life is strong. There is nothing the devil is using against you that is weak. Satan himself is strong. The devil himself is strong. He is referred to as a roaring lion. Strong. And the lion is a very strong animal. Tonight, God is speaking to you that because your enemy is strong, you must also find a way of becoming strong yourself. If you are fighting somebody who is strong, you have to build your ability to fight. And since your enemy is strong, look at what is being used to describe him. My strong enemy. I mean, this writer of this psalm, I don't know if he's David. He's very wise. Whoever he is wise. He has already accepted that his enemy is strong. I wish you will also accept that your enemy is strong. And that he wants to destroy your life. He's not a weak enemy. He's a strong enemy. Therefore, there is a habit you must develop.
Thank you.
To help you to also be strong. You may not know, a lot of things will not occur to you until someone tells you that something is happening. I want to tell you tonight that we are getting weaker by the day. We are getting weaker and weaker. The things we have to do for God and for ourselves, we can't do it. We can't. We cannot even come to church early. I saw pastors coming to the service. I saw you coming to the service late after 7 o'clock. A church service which starts at 6:30. You are a pastor. You are the leader that people follow. He's not a bad person. He's not a bad person. You see, to do the right thing, you must be strong. We are like people in a dormitory. Like you are alone in a dormitory among weed smokers, pornography addicts, and they are making the things they are doing look very nice. And you are a lonely Christian sitting there. If you are not strong, by the end of the term, you will be smoking. The currents of the world are swaying us and carrying us off course. That's why the Bible says we must be steadfast. The ability to stay on course requires you to be strong. You are teaching. If you are not strong, you can't obey God. If you are not strong, you can't live for God. That is why he said that, wait. Wait on the Lord. That is what I'm preaching about. It's not a long message. I'm just bringing you a message. See, there is something you should know. And that thing you should know is that you must wait. You must wait on the Lord. If you don't wait on the Lord, a lot of things will make themselves more important than God. The job you do will present itself as more important than coming to church. When you don't know, it is the church you are in that actually makes it possible for you to even work there and even to have that job. You need to be strong. When we have somersaulted, we have sung, we have danced, We've done everything. We have to be strong. And one way to be strong is to wait. He said, when you wait on the Lord, he shall strengthen thy heart. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renewal of strength means that your strength is always going to go down and down. Our strength, you see, you wake up with 100%, it's like your phone. You wake up with 100% battery power, but by evening it is 35 or 62. Sometimes even no call has come. There's no call, but it is 83. Once it's on, it's running, and you are on. I said you are on. You are living a life. So your energy for God is going down, and your energy for nonsense is going up. Your energy for work. Please be seated. There is a lot to do. There's a lot to do. Yes. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do in Christ. If you don't hold your steering wheel well, you go off. Everybody is driving a car. And if you don't hold your steering wheel well, that's why I must be the most precious person to you on earth now. For me to teach you what I'm teaching you, you can live for 100 years and not hear a message like this. Tell me. But they that wait upon the Lord. Take me to verse 30. The verse up. So even the youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Normally, it's the older ones who fall and are weak. The young ones like you. It's interesting that all the people who are late are the young ones. And a few tired old ones. Some are pastors. You can't even keep to time. I mean, it's not in you. It's a joke to them. Your phone is on big. They're on doing something. I don't even know who brought you into the church service. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I want everyone here to develop a habit of waiting on God. A habit of waiting on God. To wait means to stop moving. A lot of the movements we are making in life are useless movements. A lot of the things, even today, about 80% of you, whatever you were doing that made you late, is not as important as the church service you are supposed to be. I mean, I am hoping that God will begin to be important to you, because it's going to be soon when your life is flattened out, you would seek for God, but you will not find him. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We can't do anything for God. We can't pray. We can't give offerings. We can't attend weekday meetings. We cannot join a group. I mean, your entire life is left to worldly pursuits. And you are no different from an unbeliever. Today, For the few minutes, I want to show you how to wait on God and what you get when you wait on God. As for how to wait on God, it's very simple. I began last week. And the first thing I said last week was that to wait on God, you must stop. You see, I will tell you that if you read Psalm 23, those of you who think that church doesn't matter, when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," at the end of that psalm, he said, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 23, verse 6. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So your relationship with God cannot be separated from your relationship with the church. We can actually look, you yourself should see how you are relating with the church. It should tell you how you are relating with God. Don't wait for an examiner or a pastor or whatever. Your time and your contact hours with the church may well be your contact hours. I mean, the church is a very important thing. For Jesus to say that, "I will build my church." And that's what he's doing now. Matthew 16, 18. I will build my church. Jesus on the cross, resurrected. He's building his church. It must be very important to him. So when you make the church very important to you, you are showing that God is important to you. So I'm teaching you how to wait on God. How to wait on God. To wait on God, you must have time. To wait on God, you must have time. You know, somebody said, the most important treasure God has given everybody is time. And you use the time to exchange your time for things. So everything in your life is what you have exchanged your time for. That is why all of us start at the same level. All of us. Start at the same level. All of us. Because we are born with 24 hours a day. Then what you choose to give your time to is what becomes the defining power of your life. Everybody say time.
Time.
Time. That is why in school, some students get E and F. While some students are getting A, your time is what gives you marks. When somebody gets A, it means the person gave a lot of his time to that subject. When somebody gets F, it means that the person gave just a little or no time for that subject. I think I must say this again because it's the most important thing tonight as I'm ending the message. The most precious thing in your life is your time. And then you exchange your time for things. For things. If it's money, you exchange your time for money. You exchange your time for Indian hemp. You exchange your time for alcohol. You exchange your time for girls. Because anything you give a lot of time to, you become good at it. That is why the Bible says that we should wait on the Lord. That is, we must give a lot of our time in exchange for God. The amount of God in your life
is the amount of God you have given your time for. Not all of us don't have the same God. Some have got 3% God. Some have got 80% God. The amount of God you have in your life is what you have exchanged your time for. You must have time for God. Nothing comes into your life automatically. The brother playing the keyboard there, that is why if you take me there, I will look like an idiot sitting there. Because I've not given any time to this one. I've given a lot of time to this one. But he's sitting there. He has given a lot of his time to this. That is why he's good. And he's very good.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned.
Get ready! It's that time of the year, and the Art of Shepherding Conference is here again with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024. Jesus said in John 10 that I am the Good Shepherd. Good shepherding is the key to a ministry that is flourishing and ever increasing. If you are a pastor or a church worker, then this is your opportunity to step into the realms of magnificent church growth by acquiring the skills of a shepherd. The Art of Shepherding Conference is happening from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024 at the Makanair Church International, Otinibi Hills, near Oibi. Guest minister will be Bishop Ni Ajedu Amar of the Kodesh Family Church. Morning sessions are at 8 a.m. and evening sessions at 4 p.m. Your church and ministry will experience an unbelievable change. Contact us on 059-862-5036 for details.
How many of you want to be good at God? I mean, if there's no God in your life, what are you going to do? What shall it profit a man to have a husband, to have a wife, have children, and there's no God in your life? Well, I just heard an angel speak to me. He said, some of you are going to experiment it with your life. Yes. Keep playing with God. Some of you are going to have a lot of money soon. And you may think that, you see, I don't know how old you are, but those who are above 30, they can tell you that there are many things as you are young, in your 20s, you wish you could have. That if you had it, you'd be very happy. Then you get it and nothing has changed. If I had a brand new phone, I'd be very happy. You have the phone and it's just getting old in your hand. If I had a car, I'll be on top of the world. If you have a car and it's nothing, because only God can fill the space that is shaped like God. When I say give your time to God, when I say come to church early, when you come to church early, what does it do to me? Me, then you don't understand what is going on. You are soon going to see. You will have money. You will have a wife. You will have children. It doesn't matter. Your problems have become worse. Lord, grant them the desire to see what I'm preaching about. Because as for me, I've done my part. Holy Spirit, open their eyes to give the best of their lives to you. If you want to wait on God, number one,
is that you must be ready to exchange time for God. Be ready to exchange time. If you don't have time for, whatever you have is what you have time for. Whatever you have, everything you have is what you have time for. That's why you have this hair and I don't have this hair. You have time to sit down for people to do this to you. I didn't have the time. That's why I don't even have the hair. Yeah. Whatever you have, the shirt you have is what you had time to choose. The shirt you didn't have time to choose is hanging somewhere. Whatever you have time for is what you end up getting. Have time for God and the things of God. That is why you must stop to wait on God. Have time for God. And learn, have the ability to stop things you are doing. Have the ability. Some days that you will not go to the shop. Because there are things that make you not go to the shop. And if you want God to prove to you that what you are going to do on Monday, you can not do it, He will show you on Monday. Whatever you think you can't stop, God will prove to you that you can stop. At least you, I don't know how old you are, but I'm sure everybody was around, was alive when we had COVID. At this age, dear, you were here. Yeah. Everything we thought we couldn't live without, we lived without it. We lived without trotros and taxis and airports and aeroplanes and restaurants and market. We lived. We didn't die. If we died, it was because of the COVID sickness and your fear. But we lived. So a lot of the things you feel you cannot do without, God will show you that you can do without it. He will give you a sickness. You will see the shop, but you can't enter it. You'll be lying down. You can't drive your son to school. That's when you will know that it's possible not to drive your son to school. For 2 days, so that you can be in a hotel or you can be at a place and can be somewhere waiting on God. That is having time for God. That's all I'm saying tonight. Have time for God. And to have time for God, you must learn and have the ability to stop. To stop. Even if you are a basenta leader, you should be able to stop being a basenta leader. Give the basenta to somebody for 1 week and disappear. Everything can be stopped. Preaching in this service doesn't mean I'm waiting on God. Waiting on God means that I'm spending time with God. So whatever you are doing, if you can't hand it over to somebody and be away from it for 2 days, it means you're not doing it well. I'll say it again. Whatever you are doing, if you cannot hand it over to someone for a few days and leave it and come back for it, it means you are not doing it well. Like as a pastor of this church, if Bishop Kobe cannot disappear from this church for 1 week and still have services here, still have Saturday service, Sunday, weekday, but centers are work and he's not here, then he's working well. Anything that requires you to be there before the thing can work, it's not being done well. Because no matter whether it is marriage,
ministry, business, education, farming, whatever. You must have time for God. You must have the ability to move away from that shop, that office, that work. Move away and be with God. That is why whoever is writing that, number one is have time for God. By learning to stop. I've not given 2 points. Have time for God. By learning to stop. To put a pause on everything. About, you can be with your husband for 2 days. You are not talking. So leaving him in the house and going to wait on God is appropriate. Because God can massage the marriage. Nothing should be able to stop you from waiting on God. Anything that can stop you from waiting on God is a threat to God. To your relationship with God. And God is a jealous God. He will spoil it for you. Anything that you cannot stop. And school. Don't let school be God's rival. He can spoil your education. All he needs is a friend. He sent a friend into your life to show you that you can stop school. He sends a girl into your life. He sends an Uber driver into your life. To prove to you that you can stop school. You must learn. That's all. It's nice. Dancing stars. You blessed us tonight. We should. Yes. You should be able to disappear. From the dancing star, from the church. Even church service. You should be able to disappear from the church service. Not that you are with a girl. In Kukurin to me. But you are at Anakazo for 1 week. You've saved money and you've saved a lot of money and paid for 7 days. If dancing in the church will prevent you from waiting on God, then God will bracket your legs. You cannot arrange your legs well to dance so you can have time for Him. I've seen it. I've seen it all. Learn to stop. You see, whatever Satan cannot stop, he accelerates. Anything Satan, like your Christian life, are you a believer? Are you aware that Satan wanted to stop you, but he couldn't stop you? Not to prevent you from, yeah. If Satan can't stop you from doing something, one of the ways he can use to get the same effect is to let you speed. He accelerates you. He makes you go fast. Learn, I said, whatever Satan cannot stop, he accelerates. So he makes you go so fast that you lose focus. You lose concentration and you gain distance between you and the God you are serving. That's why you need to wait for God. Some of you have gone far ahead. You are speeding away from Bible. You are speeding away. You are in the church and you are speeding away from God, from prayer. You are so fast that you don't have time to pray. Is Satan, because anything he can, if he can't stop you from being a pastor, then he will accelerate your pastoral way. He'll make you go fast. Read your Bible carefully. By the time you come to your senses, you are tired. There's no energy. What is the use?
in being a good singer, which I want you to be. But you've left God behind. Because Satan accelerates. He makes you spend a lot of time learning songs. A lot of time going for outreaches. A lot of work. Fast. Doing a lot is satanic. Yes. Because in doing those fasting, you destroy a lot of things. But you are not at that age to understand this one. By the time you know it, you have it. But at what cost? That's why waiting is the best way of gaining speed. The best way of being faster than your colleague pastors, your colleague singers, your colleague shepherds, your colleague whatever, is to, when you give your time to God, it's a seed you sow. God gives it back to you 100 times. So you gain more mileage fast. Anybody who doesn't wait on God is slow. In trying to be fast, you become slow. See, you are a singer, but you are rusty, because it's only God, your time with God, that makes you good with anything. As you are about to learn in 3 minutes before we close. Don't move too fast. Don't move too fast. Because God is faster than you. Even he is behind you. So behind you, you have to wait for him to catch up with you. And it's as if he's a weak, slow snail. But he's faster than laser. Yes. When was the last time you spent 1 day doing nothing? 1 day doing nothing. You are in a hurry to make sales. You are in a hurry to have members. You are in a hurry to build a church. You are in a hurry to plant a church. You are in a hurry to get more, learn more chords. In a hurry. You are in a hurry. Then you become a very, very good keyboardist. But you don't have God. And you are so good that now you are playing in hotels. Before we know it, your anus has become a portal of entry. A lot of people who think they are fast, life forces them to wait and slow down. And sometimes those who were slow come to pass you by. I said, your best speed is the speed you get when you wait on the Lord. They shall run and not faint. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You move unimpeded when you spend time. Wait! I say, wait. I say, I want to build this church very fast. You can tell. Can't you see? I'm in a hurry to fill the church. Even in English. In English. Wise great-grandfathers who have done proper things have come up with a sentence, more haste, less speed. I'm sure your school didn't teach you that sentence. Yeah. Wow. The more you want to be fast, you should slow down. Less speed, more haste, less speed. Don't outrun God. In your marriage, in your ministry, in your education, you learn there's no time to wait on God. But he's the one who will point to the chapter for you to study. You learn and learn and learn and you finish. Either you fail the paper or you become the top student without God. And that has set you up. Before we hear it, you've got Harvard. Yeah, you went to Presec. From Presec, you went to Harvard. And from Harvard, you did this, and you are in Yale. Talk to them. Before you know it, you are naked on the street of Cornell, and CNN helicopters are. It's on YouTube. Go and watch it. I've seen. There's nothing I'm saying that I can't give you names for. So when you live your life, you don't have time for God. You can only attend the church towards the last 40 minutes because you are a busy guy, or where you are is so far. But if it's far, then leave that place early. It shows you don't respect God. Because if a white man said, meet him somewhere, he's going to take you to another person to give you a visa, you would have left in the morning. If a white man said, meet me in Dodoa, you will live in Amasaman. Meet me in Dodoa. I'm going to help you to get a visa. Meet me at 6:30 on Saturday evening. You'll be there by 4 o'clock. You have no respect for God. But I'm telling you that life will slow you down. And those who make time for God, it looks like, look, I don't know whether I should share these things. There are many areas of my life. It looked like I didn't have time for this, for this, for this. In the end, I'm far ahead of people who had time. I remember an exam we went to write somewhere. We were five. And I was the only one among the five who was a pastor. Doing church things. When we decide to come for discussions, I'll appear 30 minutes late because I have to go and preach in Mateco and finish and make a way and come. Always, in fact, at a point, I lived in the library of the school. I lived there morning till morning for weeks. While these ones, all they had was the exam. And I was doing the studying plus ministry. We went to write the exam with other plenty of people. Only one person passed in the entire exam. I was the one who was the only one person. The examiners had to meet again and now start arranging marks and so on to bring a few on board. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Have time for God. It will appear as if your friends are moving fast and you are attending rehearsals. You are attending church services. When your friends are beautifying themselves and are parading their breasts in town, you are in church with a scarf. But a day, I give you just 10 years from today, we will know who is fast. What happens when you see God? You renew your strength. Amen. You need strength. You need strength to come to church early. You even need strength to respect the things of God. Which you do. You don't have energy to respect God. There's no strength in you to respect church. Church is not very important to you. You are here because somebody brought you here. But soon, you keep going and going. Something will meet you. It's called a meter. There are always meters that meet you. You meet your meter. And you will discover that you have no energy to confront your meter. Number two. How do you wait on God? Exodus 25, verse 22. And there, everybody say there. Please color there. And there, I will meet with thee. Can I have a New Living Translation, please? I will meet you there. So the next thing to do if you want to wait on God is to identify a place.
a place. Everybody must have a place called there. You have your house, and you have your friend Becky's auntie's house. That once a while you go and wait on God. Because when you are not born again, there was a place you used to go and fornicate, which was not in your house. There's a place you met the man. There's a place you took the girl to. Everybody, believer or unbeliever, has a place called there. Everybody. And thank God, our pastor and our father, Bishop Dagiwad Mills, has built a place called there for us. It's your there. Have a vision that at least every 2 months you go there. Everybody say there. Write down, I must have a place called there. Mampong is there. Your big sister's house. Your friend. That place called there should not be your house. It should not be your house. There are many things in your house that will call you. There are many things that, as you are even praying, you can see the ceiling is leaking, or some cobweb somewhere, or some paint needs some. You can see. You can't stop. Yeah, the fridge is leaking. Yes, the fridge is leaking. It's something you see your shoe, you should buy. So then they remember, hey, I have to call Francis. Hey, Francis, the shoe, where is it? It's like, but when you move away to some far place, there is nothing there that calls you. There's nothing there concerns you. Try. Try. How many of you want God? You want to have God? If you don't force to raise your hand. Maybe you came, you want a church. It's not by force. You want a pastor. You want friends. But if you want God, lift your hands. 17 of you. Yeah. Obviously, those at the back there have zero interest in God. Why can we not have a church service with all of us there at 6:30? Why not? Why? Because we are God is not important to us. He's a useless God to you. He's useless. He has nothing to offer you. Thank you. Thank you. There'll be chairs outside. I'm very happy. I've got a good head usher. I can work with, I can relate with. That's all I need. That's all I need. That's all I need. No matter who you are, you'll be outside. You can't walk through. Then you want to confront me. Give me the scripture again. Number 3. New Living Translation. If you want to wait on God, only 3 things. One is have time for God by learning to stop. Everything can be stopped. Don't allow anything to minister over importance to you. it's so important that it's more important than God. Number two, locate, secure, find a place. If you are a student, ask your auntie if you can come to her house once in 2 months. Can I come and stay in this room overnight? I want God. He's all I have. I've been to school. If I want a job, I won't get it tomorrow morning. Tonight at 1 a.m., I'll get a job. If you want a job, you may need 3 years to get a job. But he's all I have. He's very important to me. It's very important to me. That's why I'm hoping that I can get you to come along and not allow the devil, who couldn't stop you, he's now speeding you away from God. Number three, I will meet with you there, and when I meet you, I'm not going to give you food. Waiting on God is not getting an employment letter. They attend the miracle service. Can you sit down? I want to look at their faces. Waiting on God. When you wait on God, what you get is not a visa. When you wait on God, what you get is not a wife. When you wait on God, what you get is not a pregnancy. When you wait on God, what you get is not church members or a singer. There's only one thing you get when you wait on God. And that is his voice, his words, only words. And from the words, you get a visa. From the words, you get a husband. From the words, you get a job. The only thing, when you wait on God, nothing happens to you except one thing. Words. His voice. It's called the lovely voice of God. I think you heard me well. Yes. There is nothing you should not be able to stop or cut short for the things of God. There is nothing. Absolutely nothing. It even reveals how God is important to you. You are soon going to grow up and discover that you have built without God. You don't need God to build your life. You don't need God. People are building things without God. You don't need God. You don't need Jesus. You can build without God. But you have only set yourself up for a disaster. Nothing that is done without God is stable. If you see it still there, it means it is waiting for its wind. I will meet with you there. When you wait on God, the only thing you get from him is not a visa, it's not a pregnancy, it's not a husband, it is words. He talks to you. Many of you need God to talk to you. Many of you need God to talk to you. You are so far from God, it's so sad.
You need God. I want to say it as I end. Many of you need God to talk to you. And I don't know how he's going to talk to you. Because the way he will talk to you is what he's doing. He's the one doing this. You need God to advise you. In Micah chapter 4, verse 9. New Living Translation. It said, but why are you now screaming in terror? Life will terrify you. Have you no king to lead you? Have your wise people all died? The King James. Give me the King James. So, is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? I'm counseling you. You may call it preaching, teaching, whatever. I'm advising you that have time for God. I'm advising you. Have time for God. Don't let the glitz and glamour and glass deceive you. There's not much in these things. Even the church, there's nothing much. There's nothing much. It's nothing. I even hope it will still stand for a long time. Your house is nothing. Your wedding ring is nothing. Without God, it's nothing. Your children, your car, without God, the only person who keeps your life together is God. And many of you need him to advise you. You're not working with him well. Ladies and gentlemen, to wait on God, have time for him and make the time by stopping whatever you are doing for 2 days, for 3 days, for 1 day, for 8 hours. Stop. Move away from it. Lock the shop. Muslims, God bless them. They shut their shop. Christians will hardly close their shops to go and wait on God. Muslims, it's up to you. If you can't wait, get away from here. I'm going to the mosque. They go and do their things. They come with time. You will wait for him. And they have money. People who lock their shops have more money than those whose shops are open. Make time for God. Because you are shrinking. And find a place. Find a place. And number three, know that the only thing that will happen to you when you wait on God is that he will talk to you. Therefore, arm yourself with things that talk to you. Go to God. Go and wait on God with things that God can speak to you through. A Bible. Bibles. Arm yourself with Bibles. Arm yourself with books. Arm yourself with audio messages, podcasts. Arm yourself with videos. You cannot go and wait on God with 10 fingers. Arm yourself with Bibles. Arm yourself with books. Because he's going to talk to you. That's why the greatest invention for a Christian is a tablet. Because this tablet has about 20,000 books. 50,000 books.
You would know on the second day what God can say he wants to talk to you through. He said, pick this book. Pick mega church. And you went with church planting. How many suitcases can you carry to go and wait on God? Those days when we were traveling, we were flying. I mean, the books alone for occupied about 60% of the space. Thank God for this. 100,000 books. You should desire to have it. You should desire to have it. If you're a Christian, go on your knees and pray. Because this one, all your 18 Bibles are here. You read New American Standard Version. It's not clear. You go to Good News. It's not clear. You go to God's Word Translation. Easy to read. Modern English Version. New English Translation. Message Bible. Amplified. Amplified Classic. New King James. You want God. God's language is his word. So that's it. Number one, have time. Number two, have a place. Locate a place. You must have a place. And number three, you should arm yourself with things that God will speak to you through. Because, take me back. Arm yourself with the things. He said, I will meet you there and give you rice and stew. I will meet you there and do what? Give you a visa. I'll meet you there and talk to you. And I'll give you my commands. In Moses' case, he was the leader of the Israelites. So God said, I'll give you commands for the people you are leading. You may be a wife. He will give you commands about your marriage, how to dress as a wife. Because your marriage is spoiling all. You may not know it is spoiling. So commands, yours may not be the people of Israel, but yours may be your fitting shop. I'll give you commands about your Bacenta meeting. Last week, a pastor told me he wants to wait on God. And God told him that this year, he must give him 1,000 souls. He heard it. My son, give me 1,000 souls. You don't hear these things when you are in a church service or you are driving around, you are with your wife. And God must speak to you. You are a student. God must speak to you about some two male friends. You are a boy. That's some two male friends you have in your school. God must speak to you about them. God, you see, the God who speaks there is the same God who is speaking here. The same God. We don't have two different gods. A God for there and a God for here. It's the same God. If you go to Mampon, the voice you hear is the same voice you hear. But the problem here is that there is too much noise. Lamentations 3:26. Lamentations 3:26. So it is good to wait quietly. You wait quietly for salvation. Waiting is in the quiet. It's not because there's no God here. Who told you there's no God here? But the here
here, this girl's hair alone makes it impossible for you. You are not even looking at me. You are looking at her neck. When she turns her face a little, then you look at her ears. You are confused. Look at this girl's skin. She in your hand. Look at her skin. Look at the skin. Can you see the skin? It not be you. I don't say it not be you. It be... It be the seat. That be why you forgo mampong. You forgo wait. You forgo there. You forgo sit there. I don't understand the message. You need. So it not be me. Because the chairs are tight. You can't separate the chairs. It's locked. The chairs are locked. You can't. So when you are sitting by a girl and her skin is training you, you can't even see my hard face. That is why sometimes you must actually cut off a church service and wait on God somewhere. It's better than a church service. I'm telling you. I'm the same pastor talking to you. You go to God and you wait for Him quietly. You don't wait for God in a place where cars are honking, pumping, pumping, fan eyes. Yeah, God. Kosia, Meko. No. While you wait on God, the place must be quiet as Mampong. That's an English expression. As quiet as mom. Your there cannot be a noisy place. Your there must be a quiet place. It is good to wait quietly. Next week, God willing, I'm going to preach about experiences. Supernatural experiences. You will never be. That one, we are entering the tabernacle. From the mercy seat to the ark, to the pot of manna, to Aaron's rod that budded, to the altar of incense, and to the lampstand with 7 candles. Next week, stand to your feet. Don't miss it. I want to say with all due respect to my brothers, young brothers, older brothers, younger sisters, older sisters, next week, the chairs will be outside. God will prove to you that He doesn't need you. You need Him. If you like, try it. Next week, we'll arrange chairs. And the week after, there'll be no chairs. There'll be no chairs. You can't enter. Just get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. There's a way to behave in the temple. And Jesus took His belt. I will never take a belt. The belt that will whip you will not be my belt. It will be life's belt. Life's belt will whip you. I will never even touch you. Life has a belt. Mahotaka. Lift your hands and let's close. Look at the things on the screen as we pray. Pray about these points. Pray about them. Pray about them.
That I will have time for you.
Arm yourself with the things that God will speak to you through. Believe God to get videos. Believe God to have messages. Download podcast messages onto your phone. Have books. Have books. Have Bibles. Why? Why will God not be important to you? What is more important than God? Why? Makatalaba satalaba. Morimos. Maya manuhandi hasata. Remanu kabahata sabada. Ranyanu simina ho makatalaba. Sanna nama, sanna nama, sanna nama mama. Ye manusi bihata. Lift your hands and pray. Kaya manana masata laba. Father, we thank you. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, everyone at the back, to my side, in front, wherever you are, bow your heads. I want to say, Pastor, I need to be born again. I need an experience with Jesus. Pastor, I want to come and give myself properly. I've not given myself. I just attend church. But tonight, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here, you want me to pray with you to give your life to Jesus. Lift your hand high above your head. I see your hand. If you want me to pray with you to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand high. I want to pray with you today to give your life to Jesus. Lift your hand high. I will pray with you to give your life to Jesus. I'll pray with you. Lift your hand. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me here. Come to me in front here. Come.
Come running to
come.
That mercy.
Your hands for them.
His grace will be your power.
Jesus.
Your freedom, it will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat.
Lift your two hands. Say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I can't hear you. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
Today I run to you.
Today I run to you.
I say that you are important to me.
I say that you are important to me.
You are really important to me.
You are really important to me.
Life has taken me far from you.
Life has taken me far from.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I've gone too far.
I've gone too far.
Today.
Today.
I'm coming back.
I'm coming back.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
Please accept me.
Please accept me.
please wash my sins.
Please wash my sins.
I'm so dirty.
I'm so dirty.
Please wash my sins.
Please wash my sins.
Make me pure.
Make me pure.
Make me clean.
Make me clean.
I thank you.
I
am born again.
I'm born again.
Because I've received you.
Because I've received you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And Master.
And Master.
I'm going to walk.
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 And grow.
And grow.
In you.
In you.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Help me.
Help me.
To live for you.
To live for you.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I've got pastors who are going to take care of you. But the real people who are going to visit you and help you to come to church and know God are the ones who are playing the instruments. So all of you can. They are on duty today, instrumentalists. Are you the leader? So, thank you. They will take care of you. They will pray with you. They will visit you. Allow them to care for you. Allow them to care for you. God can have only good plans for you. Do I look like somebody who has been destroyed by God? So, Pastor, please come. These are your sheep. Take them with your team. Clap your hands for them. Take out your communion. When we come to church, we want to remember Jesus. Church is not about the pastor. Church is not even about the church building or the church. We come here because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. And when we eat the communion, the bread represents the body of Christ. Today, there are many Christians who don't remember Jesus, but they go to church. That's why God instituted, Jesus said, do this always to remember me. Because you can easily forget that you have Jesus. You can easily forget that you have Jesus. He took the bread and he said, this is my body, which was broken for you. He said, take it and eat it. As we eat this, we are reminding ourselves that there is a Jesus to follow. There's a Jesus to wait on. There's a Jesus to chase. The body of Christ. Say, I am reminded,
I am reminded
that Jesus is my Lord.
That Jesus is my Lord.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, oh yeah. When I see the blood.
Then he took the cup. The cup didn't have blood in it. It had wine. But he said, this represents my blood. He said, this is my blood.
This is my blood.
Not that it even represents. It is my blood. Why? For you to remember that we are here
by sacrifices. Sacrifices. People have sacrificed. People came here at 4 o'clock to set up. Very important people. We are here. We have sacrificed something to be here. There can't be a church without giving up of something. So you want to have your job, your Saturday life, and still have church. You won't have it. But as we lift the cup, we are learning the art of sacrificing. Losing.
Yes.
Suffering.
Yes.
Sacrificing. Dying.
Yes.
So each time we do this, we remember that Christianity is not a life of convenience. It's a life of sacrifices.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to give up anything? You can't have God. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Lift your hands.
Oh, yes.
I want you to pray and ask the Lord to help you. To give up the things you must give up. To pay the price you must pay. To do the things that are right. Ask the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Malaba Satoma. Remaziki
Yamaliande. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Ramamayana.
Ramayana.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We bless you.
Help me, Lord.
We thank you. Father, bless us and cause us to love you, to know you, to serve you,
yes, Lord,
and to give our lives to you. Cause us to see that this is one of the, this is the best life we are living.
Oh, yes.
And help us to put our treasure here. The treasure here. The treasure of our time should be here. The treasure of our money, our energy, our strength. This is where our treasure must be. Then our heart will follow. Help us to redirect our lives.
Lord, help us.
And have mercy on us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Clap your hands.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.